You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me twice a month for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Let's get inspired. Have you had a moment as a parent where you've paused because you weren't sure about using essential oils with your kids? We want to give you the resources to be confident in the ways that you use Young Living essential oils, so we're adding to the conversation today. We invited Dr. Lindsay Elmore and Royal Crown Diamond Deborah Rayburn onto Drop of Inspiration to talk about essential oils in kids. Both are experts in their fields and bring a valuable knowledge base to this conversation. Here at Drop of Inspiration, we're excited to join the dialogue. Welcome, Lindsay and Deborah. Thanks so much for joining us on Drop of Inspiration.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So to start, I would love to give each of you a moment to share one of your favorite stories when it comes to essential oils in kids. You know, that can be a memory, a story, you know, someone in your organization, someone you've interacted with, family. So why don't we go ahead and start with you, Lindsay?
Well, Deborah probably knows more about this than I do since she is a mom. But one of the things that I really love about working with moms and essential oils is how much the children respond to them and how much children really take to essential oils. I love seeing moms with fussy babies rubbing a bit of oil on a tummy, or I love it when I see people on airplanes and when I travel using their essential oils throughout the flight to ensure that the baby has a great flight. So those are some of the times that I love seeing people use oils with children.
Yeah, great. Thanks. And Deborah, what about you?
Well, I was originally just accustomed to sharing the herbal products with families, but they can be very messy. And so when I started sharing essential oils, that was one of the comments was, wow, finally an herbal product that's easy to use. In fact, one of my friends came in and she really had two daughters that were quite quarreling siblings, I'll say.
Sure.
And as she was ready to leave the office, she told me she wasn't looking forward to the ride home. So with her permission, I gave each of the girls a cotton ball with a drop of peace and calming on it. And they were to smell it on their way home and then tell the mom what they thought. The mom called me the next day to say peace and calming was a lifesaver. They were quiet the whole ride and she enrolled. So I that's awesome. And that's what I love about the oils, that we get results quickly.
Yeah. And they're versatile and they're fun and they can be a really a big opportunity for families to kind of play around with. So that's a perfect segue into our next question. So whether people are just starting with essential oils or they have been around them most of their lives, it's definitely an area for lifelong learning. What have either of you found to be the best resources outside of Young Living for information, and more specifically, information pertaining to kids? What are your go-tos?
Well, I'm really passionate about this topic, having worked with many, many moms in years past. And there are a lot of books out there that share recipes and all the benefits that the oils can provide. But I'll have to say I am partial to the one I authored and a lot of my team uses. But read all of the books. There's something to glean from all of them. And then talk to other moms. That's maybe your best resource. And then start using them yourself. And you're going to find what you want out of the oils and which ones to use. It's almost a time of happy experimenting.
Do you find that there's one place you can go right away? There might be some people who don't know where to start. You know, there's a lot of information, but where do they start? Like, what's your, like, okay, I'm going to hop on Google, or I'm going to go to the library, or I'm going to talk to my upline, or, you know, what's your go-to?
Well, I think your first go-to has to be your upline because they know more about the oils. And, of course, we know essential oils from Young Living are a little bit, you know, above the bar from everyone else's. So there's so many thoughts of how to use oils and what not to use that I think you need to go more of a trusted friend to trusted friend. And then with that information, just begin using oils in your family on a day-to-day basis, diffusing, cleaning. Use them that way. And you're just going to get that information that you need. And then for specifics, go to some of the books, you know, Amazon, just Google it.
Cool. And what about you, Lindsay? What are some of your go-tos for more information on essential oils and kids and essential oils?
I completely agree with Deborah. I think that first and foremost, talk to the people around you. Talk to moms and dads who have used essential oils with their children, especially going through what mistakes did they make, what worked really well, so that you ensure that you're able to get some balanced advice from people around you. Also, looking for references online, it depends. If you are just using Google or using Pinterest, be aware and look for reputable advice. So look for articles that are authored by people who have experience with essential oil. Not necessarily a lot of titles behind their names, but simply that they use the oils and are familiar with the oils. Also, if you want more scientific-based information, look for references at the bottom of articles that link out to reputable journals that have peer review processes so that you know papers are being looked at by multiple sets of eyes before formulating a final opinion. I also, if you want very high-level advice, you can look through databases such as the Natural Standard or look at a database that is published by the U.S. government called PubMed. This is going to be very technical information, but if you want that much depth, it is somewhere you can go. But for the everyday user, talk to your upline and talk to moms and dads around you because they're going to give you the most practical advice that you can learn from and implement.
That's great. And that definitely gives us a range. You know, if I'm just starting with essential oils or I've been in for a while and I understand more of the technical stuff, sounds like there's a lot of great resources outside of Young Living that can offer those solutions or those answers, or, you know, even if you're just a little more curious about it. So thanks so much for sharing those personal experiences.
Sure.
And can I just add that even if you come across an article about an oil and so you're kind of being cautious, never fear. Young Living has so many oil choices. You can always choose a different oil to accomplish the same purpose.
That's a great point. Thanks for adding that.
I was going to say that a moment ago. Some of the best stories that I've heard from people that use essential oils are being in a dark movie theater and just digging through their bag and just finding an oil, any oil, and using it on themselves or their children. And just like Deborah said, it doesn't always matter exactly which oil. Sometimes the oils just work a little bit of magic in each of us.
Yeah. So what are some simple solutions you use with dilution ratios without having to consult a chart?
The best thing about essential oils is that there is no one right or wrong way to use them. We always want to use common sense. But to debate about whether one drop in 6 drops of carrier oil or 1 drop in 4 drops is going to make a difference is not necessarily the best way for us to start thinking about oils. Simply use common sense, and if ever an oil is uncomfortable on the skin, use more carrier oil. So sometimes even when I use oils that I'm used to, sometimes it'll feel a little different on my skin. And I don't hesitate to simply add some coconut oil or add some V6 carrier oil. There's no need to think that you have to be absolutely wedded to what is written on a chart because every child is different. Every child's skin is different. And you as their parent have the empowerment to say, you know what, I know that you do it this way, I do it that way on my child.
What about you, Deborah? Are there some go-tos or some simple solutions that you have with dilution ratios?
Well, everything Dr. Elmore said is perfectly spot on. And oftentimes with children, we recommend using the oils on the feet first. And, you know, just a drop of oil, essential oil, a drop or two of a carrier oil, there's nothing to measure. If you get 3 drops instead of 2, it's not a biggie. And then just apply it to the feet. It's easier to apply less or more diluted and more often if that's your preference. But in all the time I've worked with thousands of moms, we almost never diluted, you know, until we saw that, you know, that the parent preferred dilution. So I don't think there's a standard you can go by. And the charts are something, they're information that you can learn from. But we are in a do-it-yourself mode when we as parents are working with our children, and we know our children better than a chart.
Well, and I think that also goes back to the idea that, you know, Young Living gives us the opportunity to discover what works for us on a personal level. We have resources to help you get started. But like both of you said, yeah, you know, play around with different combinations, whether it's in a dark theater or, you know, you're at home next to the sofa, you grab whatever's right there. So thank you for sharing those. You know, I know my sister, I've got about 23 nieces and nephews, and my sister loves using essential oils on my niece, Isabel, and she does a really great job of paying close attention to what my niece needs and kind of what her reactions are. So can you share some different oils that, you know, are kind of on your radar for children at different stages in their lives? So, you know, if people are looking for, like, okay, my infant, I want to get started with some essential oils, you know, what's a good essential oil or two to get started with, you know, babies, a little bit older, toddlers as they start transitioning?
Well, I think every parent's nightmare is a fussy baby.
Sure.
So let's choose something like lavender or chamomile. And they're both very relaxing and calming oils. So whether you put a drop, you know, in the crib, or whether mom wears some on her neck or a burpee towel, you know, holding that fussy baby and just having it smell a little bit of lavender is enough to just kind of take the edge off and let them calm down for a while. Chamomile, I find, has a lot of the same action, but sometimes if you don't want the child to really fall asleep, then maybe chamomile is the better choice.
And what about for maybe a little bit older kids? What would you suggest to a, you know, a mom or a dad with maybe a toddler?
Well, then peace and calming is my go-to there, you know, because it doesn't have that, I'll say, really super relaxing action that makes a child fall asleep. But it, you know, it just kind of makes them be peaceful and calming, like the story of the car ride. I used peace and calming on my daughter when she was little at night because she was always waking up and coming into our room. And after about a week of putting the oils on her feet at night, it kind of broke the habit of that. So that never happened again, and we didn't really have to continue using the peace and calming. You know, tangerine is a great one, especially if the kids, you know, they're being a little cranky and they don't want to go outside and play. Tangerine is just one of those happy, uplifting oils. And I like vetiver too. Now, it doesn't smell so great, so you might want to add another favorite oil with it.
Sure.
But vetiver is great when kids are real fidgety and restless and they're just not seeming to want to focus on whatever it is you're wanting them to do. I just find that the kids are going to select their own oil if you let them smell the oil, tell them maybe some of the characteristics about them. They're real inquisitive and they're going to come with their favorites, you know, the ones they like when they are studying, the ones that can, you know, are old enough to relate back to you their what they're thinking and feeling. But you'll be able to watch your children and see how they act when you're using the oils. And that's what we look for as parents.
Great. Lindsay, what about you? Can you share some oils that are on your list, you know, for babies, for toddlers, you know, as they start progressing?
I agree with everything that Deborah said. Some oils that she didn't mention that I love to use around children are gentle babies. I find that they are great for both mom and baby right after, right when the baby is very, very little, baby's first born, because it's such a gentle aroma. It almost smells a bit like baby powder instead of having to use baby powder. I also love cedarwood. Cedarwood is an excellent oil for maybe mom to wear in her hair and hold the baby. And it also would be great as children get a little bit older and start preparing for their studies and starting to go to school. I completely agree with Deborah. Tangerine and the citrus oils are great to give an uplifting aroma to the environment and to encourage kids to go outside and play or to try something new and fun. I personally love Citrus Fresh because of the balance between the citrus aromas with the grassy aroma of the spearmint that's in there. Lastly, I also agree with Deborah. Allow kids to select their own oils. You can watch a child's reaction to an oil, and if they pull away from it, it's not for them. If they draw into it, or if they nuzzle on your shoulder just a bit tighter than they might normally, they like the oil that you're wearing. So utilize those oils, and also understand that the child's taste in which oil they want day to day is going to change, just like it does within you.
So a lot of the things that were mentioned was allowing kids to kind of naturally react and paying attention to that. I know a lot of folks will use a patch test before using essential oils. So, you know, they'll apply a small amount of oil or diluted oil, and then you can kind of see how the skin will react before applying it everywhere. Are there some other quick tips? You know, you mentioned, you know, mom's putting it in the hair, maybe a cotton ball. What are some other easy ways to kind of test the waters for how your children are going to react to essential oils?
In addition to wearing them on yourself, you can easily put a few drops of an essential oil onto a favorite toy and place it into a crib with a child. It's also very easy just to allow the child to smell it, either directly from the bottle, or put a few drops on your hand and just put it in front of the child. There's also nothing wrong with starting low and going slow. If you're someone who says, you know, I really don't want to use an oil on my child before I test it out using a patch test, that's absolutely fine. Other people may be more assertive. And just like Deborah said, the feet are a great place to start using the oils, be they diluted or be they just put them directly onto the feet. So nothing wrong with starting low, going slow, and then just put the oils on objects around the children. Also, Young Living's diffusers are a great way to diffuse aromas throughout the environment without having to put a bottle of oil directly under a child's nose if that's not what you're comfortable with.
Great. What about you, Deborah? Are there any additional tips that you might have?
Well, I think if the parent is being, I'll say, extra cautious for their child, which there's nothing wrong with, then maybe apply the oil to themselves first that they were thinking of using on the child. And then they may get an idea of, oh, that one feels a little warm on my skin. Well, they can always opt for a different oil or a dilute one. So that's always an option. And, you know, if you're reading and you're learning about oils, then go ahead and select a milder oil before going on to something that's maybe stronger or more potent. And I think what's very important is that people start thinking of changing their whole diet, using chemical and toxin-free products. All of that gets this toxic overload that we have out of our homes, out of our bodies, and that'll go a long way to help the body to utilize essential oils properly and, of course, our other essential oil-based products. And with all that Young Living has, that's easy to accomplish.
So I think that's a really good segue into, you know, the next topic I wanted to cover. And we'll start with you, Lindsay. So there's a lot of debate about topical versus internal use for kids. Where has your research led you on this topic?
Importantly, it's not necessarily where my research has led me on this topic.
Okay.
It's also just what I see practically happening around me. If I were to just solely put on my scientific brain, can I find studies where people have used essential oils internally in a wide variety of manners, including in children? Absolutely. More importantly, I think what I see is everyone around me and how they use oils in children. I think that for a child, starting with some of Young Living's oil-infused products, such as Nensha Red, is a very, very common practice among our members. And it's a great way to start using essential oils internally for kids. Going back to what I was just saying about scientific research, if you choose to use scientific research to determine whether or not you would want to use an essential oil internally in your child, there's a few things to really look for, because the difference in the quality of research that is out there can be dramatic, with some studies being very, very good and other studies being very, very poor. So So if you're looking at a research paper, be sure to take close inventory of what happened in the methods section. How old were the children? How much did they ingest? For how long? Were the children healthy when they began the study, or were they not healthy at baseline? What was their diet like as they started to use essential oils? And most importantly, how did they take them? Were they diluted in a juice beverage, or was it direct application? Or if they were children old enough to be swallowing capsules, we know automatically that that is not an applicable study to very young children. So take a very cautious look at how the study was administered, because it may not adequately reflect how people are using the oils in practice, which is much more commonly going to be in some type of oil-infused juice or fizzy drinks, rather than taking the oils directly as we might see adults do with the Vitality line of oils.
Okay. Well, what about you, Deborah? Do you have anything to add to Lindsay's kind of tips and suggestions?
Well, I think everything she said is spot on. And the research is key to not just take one little sentence out of research, but look at the whole thing. And moms don't need to put themselves under any kind of pressure, feeling like they should give their children essential oils orally, like in capsules or things like that. They can just still get the same benefits oftentimes with just the aromatic and topical benefits, and then resort to the beverages that we have and the foods that we have, the supplements that are oil infused when they're appropriate. Your child will be ready for oils orally when they're ready.
Great. And I think that's a really important key to hit on. And, you know, we've done it a couple of times, but I really want to make sure that, you know, playing around with different things and taking really close look at how your kids are reacting and, you know, engaging with essential oils is just so key in this. So I, you know, feel really lucky because I practically spent my whole life with Young Living in the house. I think my mom became a distributor when I was about 6. And so some of my earliest memories with Young Living are, you know, me next to my mom, we're mixing different oils because I like the smell and, you know, adding carry oils, basically creating my own blend. And it made me feel so creative and it was actually pretty fun for me. You know, now as an adult and, you know, someone who works at the global headquarters, I think back to those blends and realize my mom did a really great job of getting us really engaged and excited about essential oils. And I think that's a really important part of, you know, including your kids and, you know, in Young Living. So what are some fun ways that kids can get involved with essential oils?
Well, I think giving them their own diffuser when they're old enough to not, you know, throw it around like a football
sure.
is a great choice. And we have a lot of fun looking ones. So girls, boys, you know, we can attract the kids that way. I really got it one time when I was doing an expo and I had this giant tower of diffusers.
Okay.
And we were just flocked with kids. They would just stand there right in front of them and wave the scent, you know, the mist into their faces. And they literally would bring their moms over. Mom, we need to have this. These are very young children. So I knew then these kids are really instinctively, it's like they get it, what the oils are about. So I love them. And I think that having them to have their own diffuser, letting them select blends. Maybe if they're school age, they want to try the genius blend so they can be super smart, you know, focus, attention, all of that. There's all kinds of blends that we have that, you know, let the kids use and feel they are empowered by using something simple like a diffuser.
Great. What about you, Lindsay? I know, you know, you didn't have kids yourself, but certainly you've seen kids interact and, you know, being around Young Living for so long, I'm sure you have a lot of great ideas. What are some fun ways that kids can get involved?
I love to encourage creativity in children. And so I love to use Pinterest and the Young Living blog to get good ideas on how to engage kids. So it could be something as simple as making a nice, fresh, organic Play-Doh, where the child gets to include their favorite essential oils. or making a fun food product. I loved Young Living's blog post from last Halloween, where it had healthy snacks that were in the shape of creepy crawly critters.
Yeah.
I saw a post from Carol Yeagarner just the other day on Facebook, one of our diamonds in California. And she, her daughter, had begged her to bake a pie for her, for a competition. And so Carol said, "I'm no baker, but I did make my child an apple pie, and they infused it with some cinnamon bark vitality, and then her daughter came through and decorated it." So
that's fun.
Taking guidance from your kids and just finding out what inspires them about the oils. You know, if there's an oil, if they sit down with the new spring catalog and there's something that really they're drawn to, perhaps consider adding that to an essential rewards order. So just like Deborah said, that they feel empowered by something as simple as a bottle of oil and something as simple as using it to foster their creativity and do something unexpected.
That's awesome. So as we wrap up, I kind of want to give both of you an opportunity to maybe say like your biggest takeaway from our conversation. You know, we want people to feel empowered and we want people to feel like it's okay to, you know, experiment and play around with essential oils. So, Deborah, what were your biggest takeaways from our conversation today?
Well, I think that what we've shared will empower parents to not be fearful of the oils. They are plants in some of their most purest form. Essential oils have been around for many, many, many years, and thousands upon thousands, maybe millions of families use them every day in and around their children while their children are in the womb still. They're wonderful ways that we can just add to our total well-being and our life and our vitality in such a simple way. So I just hope families are just ready to dig in, to start fresh, smell an oil, and just be empowered to go forward and begin using more and more essential oils for the whole family.
What about you, Lindsay? What were some of your biggest takeaways?
I have two. The first one is don't take everything that you read seriously. Use your critical eye and know that your own intuition as a parent is much more valuable than a random study of something that you've never heard of or some fear tactic that you see online. Also, know that everyone uses oils around their children differently. As I said, there's no right or wrong way to do it. And so let's just learn from one another and discover new ways to use the oils.
Well, thank you both so much for joining me. You know, I think one of my biggest takeaways or a couple of my biggest takeaways were, you know, paying attention to the needs of our kids and, you know, their reactions, ask questions and have really open conversations. But for me, and the thing that's memorable as a child of and of a Young Living member, it's to make essential oils fun for your family. Like you said, Lindsay, make art projects and, you know, infuse it into a fruit dip, a Halloween creepy crawler. You know, Deborah, give your kids a cotton ball to just kind of sniff to, you know, soothe them and make the car ride a little more quiet on the way home. But there's a lot of different ways that each of us can encourage ourselves, but also others to have fun with essential oils. And, you know, most of my memories, or at least my favorite memories, are definitely me having fun with essential oils. So thank you both so much for joining us today on Drop of Inspiration. Lindsay from the UK and Deborah from Texas.
Absolutely. I was very happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Trent, for having me.
At the end of the day, we all know parenting can be difficult. Let's take a moment to give all the parents a round of applause. You've got this. Take time to engage in conversation and dive into learning about the amazing benefits of essential oils with your kiddos. Now, dear listeners, we want you to join our conversation. Head over to youngliving.com/podcast and leave a comment with your biggest takeaways from this episode. We can't wait to hear from you. Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Until next time.